All right, welcome to your personalized deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be looking at what some would consider the toughest subjects in aviation. And our source material is an excerpt from a text that breaks down some of these really challenging topics.
Right.
And, learning this stuff, it's not just about passing a test.
No.
It's about, being safe when you're thousands of feet in the air. And it's about,
It
performing.
has real world consequences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've always been fascinated by how airplanes, giant airplanes, can just,
Defy gravity.
break down gravity. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the secret sauce.
Well, it's not magic, even though it might seem like it sometimes.
Right.
It all comes down to this field called aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics. Okay.
Yeah.
So our source lists this as one of the trickiest areas to
Yeah.
learn in aviation.
For sure.
So it must be more than just wing shape then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're talking about like complex forces,
Okay.
air pressure, and there's this principle,
Right.
Bernoulli's principle,
Okay.
which is essentially faster moving air has lower pressure. And that difference in pressure is what helps to generate lift.
So it's not just like the wing pushing the air down,
Yeah.
it's also a suction
Yeah, it's like a suction on the top.
on the top of the wing.
Exactly.
Oh,
Think
okay.
of it like this. You know how when you turn the shower on and the curtain kind of gets sucked in?
Oh, yeah.
That's the same principle.
Oh, wow.
The faster moving water creates lower pressure, which pulls that curtain in.
Okay.
And for an airplane wing, that lower pressure on top of the wing helps to lift the whole aircraft.
That's a much better analogy than blowing over a piece of paper, which I've heard before.
Yeah.
But I imagine things get a lot more complicated than just a shower curtain.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You have this concept called flow separation.
Okay.
And you can imagine that smooth airflow over the wing getting disrupted.
Right.
And when that happens, you can have a stall. The plane loses lift. And that's obviously a very bad situation.
Yeah, not good.
So pilots train extensively to recognize and recover from stalls, but it all starts with understanding the aerodynamics behind them.
And that involves, I'm guessing, some pretty serious
Oh, yeah.
math and physics.
Yeah, fluid dynamics, to be specific.
Okay, so not exactly light
No,
reading.
no, no.
It's a deep dive into how fluids behave.
Right.
Okay, and in this case, air.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So aerodynamics is complex, high stakes, requires strong physics. Got it.
Yeah.
Let's move from the wings to the inside of the plane.
Okay.
What about all the systems that keep the plane
Oh, yeah.
running?
You're talking about aircraft systems
Okay.
and avionics.
Okay.
And yeah, that's another notoriously challenging area.
Right.
You can imagine like a network of electrical, hydraulic, and mechanical systems all working together flawlessly.
It's almost like a nervous system for the plane,
Yes, exactly.
right? Like sending signals and making sure everything is
Is in check.
precisely. Yeah.
And avionics, that's like the electronic brain
Yeah, the electronic brain of the system.
of that system. Okay.
So, your navigation systems, communication systems, flight control systems, everything that pilots use to fly safely and efficiently.
So we're talking about understanding not just like the physical systems, but also
Yeah.
the electronics and software that control them.
Exactly.
Oh,
It,
wow.
and they all have to interact seamlessly.
Okay.
So it's a massive amount of information to juggle,
Yeah.
and it requires a really deep understanding of how all of these systems work.
All right, so we've covered the forces that get the plane off the ground.
Yeah.
We've covered all the systems that keep it running.
Right.
What about the power behind it all? What
Yeah.
makes those engines roar?
That's propulsion, the heart of a plane's power.
Okay.
And yeah, you're right. That's
Yeah.
another one of those tough but essential
I bet,
things to
like,
know
I've
about.
always been curious about the different types of engines.
You've got your jet engines, which create thrust by blasting air out the back. And then you've got your propellers, which.
Right, propellers also generate thrust, but they do it in a slightly different way, kind of like a giant fan spinning.
Yeah. Did you know that a single jet engine can weigh as much as a small car?
Wow, yeah, they're incredible feats of engineering.
It's crazy how much power those things
Yeah,
generate.
and it's not just about brute force. You
Right.
need to think about fuel efficiency too.
Oh, yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
so you want to be able to generate maximum power, but using the least amount of fuel possible.
That makes sense, yeah.
And that's both for economic reasons and environmental reasons.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So propulsion is like this intricate balance between power, efficiency, and engineering.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely not a walk in the park then.
Definitely not, no.
So understanding propulsion that involves thermodynamics, material science,
Yes.
deep understanding of airflow, combustion,
Yeah. It sounds complicated. It's a fascinating area of study,
Yeah.
but it's demanding.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Picture this. You're the pilot, you're up in the air,
Yeah.
there are no roads to follow.
Right.
How do you get to where you're going?
That's where navigation and flight planning comes in.
Okay.
And you're right, it's not as easy as just following a map.
Right. I mean, our source mentions flight charts, these
Yeah.
really detailed maps of the sky.
Yeah.
And of course, you have to understand weather patterns. So
Absolutely.
that must mean a lot of meteorology as well.
Oh, yeah. You can't just like point the plane in a direction and go. You
Right.
have to factor in wind. You have
Yeah.
to think about airspace restrictions, potential turbulence, and of course, weather's always changing.
Right.
Yeah. So it's this constant stream of information to process and react to.
So it's not just pre-flight planning, it's also
Yeah.
real-time decision making up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That sounds stressful. It can be, but that's why pilots undergo such rigorous training in navigation and flight planning. They need to be able to interpret charts, analyze weather data, and make good judgments
Right.
based on the information they have available to them.
Okay, so we've got the forces of flight, we've got the intricate systems,
Yeah.
we've got the power, and we've got the navigation skills.
Right.
Is there anything else?
Well, we've talked a lot about the technical side of things,
Right.
but there's also a whole legal side to aviation.
You mean like air traffic control and stuff?
That's part of it, but I'm
Yeah.
talking about air law and
Oh,
regulations
okay.
in general.
Right.
Yeah, aviation is actually a highly regulated industry.
And for good reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, safety and security are paramount up in the air.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So there are international standards set by the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO.
Okay.
And then there's also national rules and regulations.
All designed to make sure that the skies are safe and that things are running efficiently.
So it's not just about like where you can and can't fly, it's also about the planes themselves
Yeah, absolutely.
and the
Yeah.
pilots.
Yeah. So you have aircraft certification, which ensures that planes are meeting very strict requirements before
Okay.
they're allowed to operate. And then pilots need to meet, licensing and certification standards as well.
So on top of everything else,
Yeah.
aspiring pilots also have to be
Kind of, yeah.
legal experts.
Yeah, in a way.
That sounds like a lot.
It can be daunting,
Yeah.
but, these regulations are there for a reason.
Right.
It's to protect everyone, the passengers, the crew, and the people on the ground.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so understanding and adhering to air law is really fundamental to responsible flying.
Okay, so we talked about the physics of flight. We
Yeah.
talked about how the plane works, the power behind it all, the navigational skills,
Right.
the legal side of things.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, we've talked a lot about the technical and regulatory aspects, but
Right.
there's one more element that's often overlooked,
Yeah, okay.
but it's really crucial in aviation.
What's that?
It's the human element.
A human element. Okay, so even with all this amazing technology,
Yeah.
it's still.
Human actions, decisions, even errors can
Ugh.
make a huge difference.
And I remember our source material really emphasized the importance of human factors and flight safety.
It's absolutely critical.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about how pilots make decisions under pressure, how fatigue and stress can affect their performance,
Right.
and, just the importance of teamwork and communication in the cockpit.
You know, it reminds me of that that tragic accident in Tenerife
Oh, yeah.
back in 1977 when those two Boeing 747s collided on the runway.
Yeah.
That incident just really highlighted how important clear communication is in
Absolutely.
aviation.
Yeah, the Tenerife accident was a really devastating reminder of the importance of human factors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it led to a lot of changes in pilot training, particularly in crew resource management or a CRM.
CRM, yeah, we touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
So that's all about fostering effective teamwork and communication in the cockpit.
Exactly.
So
Okay.
if, like, the co-pilot notices something concerning,
Yeah.
they need to feel comfortable speaking up, even if the captain
Yeah.
is, you know, more experienced.
It's about creating a culture where everyone feels empowered to contribute,
Right.
regardless of their rank or experience.
Okay.
And studies have shown that effective CRM can really reduce the risk of accidents.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, you know, two heads are better than one.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's about everyone on the flight deck working together as a team.
Absolutely. A flight crew is a team.
Right.
And CRM really helps to make sure that everyone is on the same page, that they're communicating effectively, and working together to have a safe and successful flight.
This is all so fascinating. We've covered so much already.
I know.
We've covered aerodynamics, the systems, propulsion, navigation, the legal stuff, now the human element.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's clear why these subjects are considered some of the toughest in aviation.
It's not just the complexity of the concepts, it's the fact that, you know, aviation is high stakes.
Right.
Mistakes can have serious consequences.
Right.
You need to be very precise, you need to pay attention to detail.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming just thinking about it, but you know, this is just a glimpse into the world of aviation education.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could spend hours diving deeper into each of these subjects.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we move on to part two, I want you to think about this. If you were going to pursue a career in aviation, which of these areas would you find the most fascinating?
That's a good question.
Or maybe the most daunting?
Yeah, it's a question worth considering.
Yeah.
And as technology continues to advance, it kind of raises another question, too. You know, with automation becoming more prevalent in cockpits, how will the role of the pilot evolve? Will they become more like system managers overseeing the automation?
All right.
Or will they need to focus on situations where human judgment and skill are still really essential?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it'll probably be a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you'll still need someone at the helm, even with all this automation.
Absolutely.
So there's this ongoing debate about, like, what the right balance is.
Yeah.
Some people are arguing that, you know, the more automation we have, the safer things are going to be because there's less potential for human error.
Right.
But other people are worried that, you know, pilots are going to become too reliant on automation.
Yeah, and they might lose some of their essential flying skills.
Exactly. So it's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Absolutely.
But one thing's for sure, the human element isn't going away anytime soon.
I agree, you're right. Whether it's, you know, making those split-second decisions, working together as a team, or managing these, you know, increasingly sophisticated automated systems, human judgment and skill are going to remain absolutely vital in aviation.
This has been a fascinating look into the human side of aviation.
It has.
Yeah, we've explored how pilots think under pressure.
Mm.
We've looked at the importance of teamwork and this evolving relationship between pilots and technology.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling this deep dive isn't over yet.
You're right. There's still more to uncover.
Yeah.
More challenges to explore and more insights to gain.
So stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive where we'll explore even more fascinating aspects of aviation education and what it takes to be a truly great pilot.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
See you then.
See you then.
Welcome back to our deep dive into aviation's toughest subjects.
Yeah, in the last part, we were talking about some of the technical and regulatory sides of things.
Right.
But there's this whole other layer that we need to kind of peel back here. And that's the human element.
Right, the human element.
And our source material, it really dives into this.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Okay.
Because even with all the amazing technology we have in aviation, human factors still play a massive role in safety and performance.
It's kind of humbling, isn't it? Like, we can build these incredible machines, but ultimately, it's still humans up there making the decision.
Making decisions, and those decisions are often made under intense pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, pilots are constantly being bombarded with information from their instruments, from weather reports, from air traffic control, and they have to process all of that, sometimes in a split second, to make the right call.
So it's not just knowing how to fly the plane. It's knowing how your mind works under stress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's this whole field of study called cognitive psychology.
Okay.
That looks at how humans think and perceive and make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a huge role in pilot training.
So they're basically getting a psychology lesson.
Absolutely.
Alongside their
safety
training.
Yeah. They go through rigorous training to hone their decision-making skills, you know.
Okay.
Learn how to manage stress. And even recognize the signs of fatigue in themselves and their crewmates.
Because even the most experienced pilot, I mean, they're not immune to fatigue, right?
Not at all.
Especially those long-haul flights, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. They can definitely take a toll.
Yeah.
And that's why airlines have all those regulations about flight time limitations and mandatory rest periods.
Yeah.
It's all about trying to minimize that risk of human error.
That makes sense. So we've talked about individual pilots and how they make decisions.
Mm.
But what about the dynamics of the whole flight crew?
Right. Well, that brings us to crew resource management.
Okay. CRM.
Yeah.
We touched on that a little bit before.
We did.
But it seems so important
it is,
that it deserves a deeper look, right?
It's a crucial aspect of aviation safety.
Okay. So CRM, it's all about teamwork in the cockpit.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like?
So it's about fostering open communication,
okay,
mutual respect, and a shared understanding of everyone's roles and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So CRM training teaches pilots and crew members how to communicate clearly,
right,
share information effectively, and work together to solve problems.
So if the co-pilot, you know, sees something concerning,
yeah,
they need to feel comfortable speaking up.
Absolutely.
Even if the captain is, like, way more experienced.
Exactly. It's about creating a culture where everyone feels empowered to contribute.
Okay.
Regardless of their rank or experience.
Gotcha.
And studies have shown that effective CRM can significantly reduce the risk of accidents,
right,
that are caused by human error.
So, you know, like that saying, two heads are better than one.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's everyone on the flight deck,
yes,
working together as a unit.
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, this importance of communication, this need for everyone to be on the same page,
mm-hmm,
it kind of reminds me of a really tragic example from aviation history.
Okay, which one are you thinking of?
The Tenerife Airport disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1977,
mm-hmm,
when those two Boeing 747s collided on the runway,
yeah,
in dense fog.
Right.
It was just a series of unfortunate events.
Right.
But miscommunication between the pilots and air traffic control,
yeah,
played a really significant role.
That was a terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
And a real reminder that even small misunderstandings,
yeah,
can have huge consequences in aviation.
The Tenerife accident kind of became a case study in CRM.
Okay.
And it led to a lot of changes in communication protocols and training.
Yeah.
It really highlighted how important it is to have clear, concise communication,
right,
standardized procedures,
mm-hmm,
and a shared mental model among the crew.
Yeah, it's kind of sobering to think about.
Yeah.
But it also, you know, shows how much progress has been made,
yeah,
in aviation safety, thanks to things like CRM training.
Yeah. And that focus on continuous improvement is essential.
Right.
Because as technology advances,
yeah,
the role of the pilot is evolving too.
That's right. We were talking about this earlier, the whole man versus machine thing.
Yeah. And it's not really about one replacing the other.
Right.
It's about how humans and machines can work together most effectively.
Mm.
And we're seeing more and more automation in cockpits with systems that can handle increasingly complex tasks.
Right. So what does that mean for the future of pilots?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's something that aviation experts are grappling with right now.
Okay.
Will pilots become more like system managers overseeing the automation?
Yeah.
Or will their role shift to focus on those situations where human judgment and skill are still essential?
Well, I guess it'll be a bit of both, right?
Probably, yeah.
Like, you'll still need someone at the helm.
Absolutely.
Even with all this automation.
Yeah, and there's ongoing debate about what the right balance is.
Right, right.
Some people argue that increased automation makes flying safer.
Okay.
Because it reduces the potential for human error.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But others worry that pilots might become too reliant on it.
Right.
And lose some of those essential flying skills.
Yeah, it's a complex issue.
It is.
With no easy answers.
No easy answers, but one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The human element is not going away anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
Whether it's making those split-second decisions, working effectively as a team, or managing these increasingly sophisticated automated systems, human judgment and skill will remain absolutely vital in aviation.
This has been a fascinating look at the human side of aviation.
It has.
Yeah, we've explored how pilots think under pressure,
mm-hmm,
importance of teamwork, and that evolving relationship between pilots and technology.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that our deep dive isn't over yet.
You're right. There's still more to uncover.
There is.
More challenges to explore and more insights to gain.
So stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore even more fascinating aspects of aviation education and what it takes to be a truly great pilot. Welcome back. We've spent the last two parts of our deep dive exploring what some consider to be the toughest subjects in aviation.
Yeah.
We've talked about physics, engines, navigation, the rules and regulations, and even psychology.
And, you know, through all of that, one thing has kept coming up.
What's that?
That these subjects, they're constantly evolving.
Yeah, aviation isn't static. It's always changing and adapting.
It's a field driven by innovation,
yeah.
by technological advancements,
right.
and this constant push for better safety and better efficiency.
So even for like the most experienced pilots out there,
yeah.
the learning never really stops.
It never stops, and that's what makes it so fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, there's always new challenge to tackle. There's always a new system to learn about.
Yeah.
There are always new ways to push the boundaries of what's possible up in the air.
This has been an incredible journey. I mean, we've covered so much ground.
We have.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to you,
right.
our listener.
Our listener, yeah.
We've given you a glimpse into this complex world of aviation education.
Yeah, it's complex, but it's exciting.
We've seen how understanding aerodynamics is so much more than just, you know, blowing over a piece of paper.
Right, exactly.
We've talked about those intricate systems that keep planes running flawlessly, the challenges of navigating the skies,
yeah.
and the human element, which influences everything.
Yeah, it's always there.
In aviation.
Always present.
And we talked about how all of these subjects, you know, they're becoming more and more intertwined with technology.
Absolutely, yeah, with automation taking on a bigger role.
Right.
And there's a growing need for pilots with these really advanced technical skills.
Right. So as you consider your own path, mm-hmm. whether it's in aviation or any other field, you know, remember this. The pursuit of knowledge is a lifelong thing.
It really is. You know, embrace the challenges.
Yeah.
Be curious. Ask questions. And never stop learning.
Because in a world that's changing so rapidly,
yeah.
the ability to adapt and evolve,
absolutely.
That's what's really going to set you apart.
That's what's going to make you successful.
That's it for our deep dive into aviation's toughest subjects. We hope you enjoyed the flight.
I did.
And who knows, maybe this has inspired you to explore the world of aviation even further.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit, as they say.
Absolutely.